Good evening, boils and ghouls. This is your old friend, the happy paranormal wife, signing in for a new episode. I know it's been a hot minute. We've had a lot going on. I have an exciting guest with me tonight. Well, actually, I have two. I have a pestering cat who wants attention, and I have the happy paranormal son with me tonight. Say hi.
Hi.
And not in the Chewbacca voice, please.
Hi.
All right. So, a couple months ago for Christmas, you got ghost hunting equipment for Christmas. What did you think of that?
I liked it.
Were you excited then to possibly go ghost hunting?
Yes.
Yes. And when did we tell you? As soon as we could, we would take you out.
Yes.
So, we tried to take him to Maxdale Bridge.
But people were there.
Yes, but people were there. And safety is always a first concern for us. So, we decided that it wouldn't be a very good thing. So, me and the happy paranormal husband and the happy paranormal kid ended up in an undisclosed cemetery where we could get him testing out on, you know, just general equipment use, do's and don'ts, someplace secure and safe that we could monitor him. What'd you think of the cemetery?
Creepy. We didn't go inside of it, but we went around it.
No, and that's because it was gated and locked, and we respect that. So we walked around the perimeter where it was public and you could walk.
Yeah.
So that's why. What's one of the first rules of ghost hunting?
Don't trespass.
Yes, and respect the dead. So we did just that.
Yep.
So what kind of feel did you get from the cemetery?
Creepy.
Creepy. What else?
Cold.
I know you were a little anxious that night. Were you scared?
Well, I wasn't anxious. I was just cold.
Yeah, like, it was a little chilly that night.
It was windy and chilly.
Yes. It wasn't that bad, though. It was a little chilly. The wind wasn't terrible. What other thoughts did you have?
None other. I just wanted to hang with you guys.
So, how did you feel after your first sort of unofficial ghost hunt?
Creepy and unofficial.
Well, it was creepy and unofficial. Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Did you want to do it again?
I want to do it again.
Do you think you learned some of the basics that night about ghost hunting and some of the equipment use?
Yes.
What were some of the things that we told you?
Be quiet. Be yes. quiet when someone's taking out a quarter.
Yes, and why is that?
So, when someone asks a question, you have to be quiet so they can get a full minute to get any EVPs.
Well, not necessarily a full minute, but you want to give it some time in between asking your question and asking another one in case you pick up an EVP. What about photography?
Not that much for photography. You have to stay still.
Yes, and you had a problem with your camera because you were using your phone and you were trying to move the camera too quickly, and what happened?
It got blurry.
Yeah, exactly, and you couldn't see anything. So when you're out, you need comfortable shoes, something like tennis shoes where you can walk and not stumble and hurt yourself. You need good flashlights.
Okay.
Good cameras.
Okay.
EVP recorders.
Okay.
Which we put you in charge of. Yeah. How do you think you feel you did with that?
I did good.
I think you did too. Yeah, we didn't stay very long. It was just a kind of quick tour around the perimeter of the cemetery, just kind of getting you familiar with everything and seeing what you liked about it and if you wanted to pursue it again. Then what had happened? We went a couple of weeks later to where?
To
Galveston.
Galveston.
And we did a ghost tour with the Ghost City Tours. I highly recommend them. Our guide, Stephanie, was very knowledgeable. So we walked around, took lots of pictures. What do you think of Galveston, first of all?
I like it. Great place.
Yes, it is. Do you think it's haunted?
Yes.
Why?
Just all the death that happened there.
What? Explain to our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with the history of Galveston what you learned about the history of Galveston.
There was a hurricane in 1900, where almost 10,000 people died.
That's correct.
Because they got trapped in buildings or flooded buildings.
Well, that too, but then in the 1900s, Jack, they didn't have the technology that we have to predict the storm.
I know.
They had no mass transportation to get off the island. Galveston is an island. So because of that, unfortunately, many thousands of people died. what else happened? Pirates?
Oh yeah,
Pirates, the
pirates.
conflict with the natives that were there.
Or during the hurricane, well, some kind of hurricane, not the same one. Not 90 orphans died with the 12, nine nuns.
Oh, you remember that very well.
And three kids survived
That was
because they were
actually,
entangled.
yes, that was actually the same hurricane that blew in 1900. And the story goes that there were several orphans and the nuns, and they tied themselves together in a chain and went to the top floor of the church trying to save themselves. Water came in, building tilted, they all got swept away because they were all linked together, they all drowned.
But three of them got away because they had tied themselves.
Yes, and where did they end up going?
I don't
They
know.
hung onto a tree.
Oh yeah.
In amazing situation that they were able to survive with those
And
winds.
they built the Galveston Hotel on the graves of the orphans.
You learned so much that night. I'm proud of you for remembering all that. All right, so we walked around the city. We took lots of pictures, saw lots of haunted buildings. What did you think about the tour?
I liked it.
You learned obviously lots of history, and I'm proud of you for retaining that. Anything in particular on that tour, any place that struck out to you?
Yes, this one house.
All right, tell everybody about it.
Well, St. Patty's Day. People screaming on the streets.
Yes, it was St. Patrick's Day. It was very loud in some of the parts of Galveston when our tour guide was very gracious enough to try to steer us away from some of the drunken debauchery. But there was this one building that Jack was particularly drawn to. It was what, 3 stories tall?
Yes, and I felt like some people jumped off the top of the buildings.
Yes, and you had that feeling, and you told me that even before she started discussing the history of the building, right?
Yes.
And just to clarify, Happy Paranormal Son over here doesn't know anything about Galveston before we went there. I didn't really tell him anything, and I never knew about this building. So his reaction to this building was pretty genuine, an authentic reaction, because this was even before she started talking and told us the story.
Then I asked her, have people jumped off this building? It turns out there was a fire in the building, and people escaped to the top floor that since they had nowhere else to go, they jumped off.
Yes, and you definitely picked up on that. And what did she say about the people who pick up on this?
I don't know.
That they're usually kids.
Well, they said they usually hear people screaming or.
Yeah, but our tour guide also had said that typically kids, when they're on her tour, feel something with that building too, just kind of like you did. Were you, let's see, I don't
Well,
know.
mine's different because she said kids usually feel something weird or hear screaming. Teens usually hear screaming shadows. Well, I just felt that.
So we did catch maybe a couple pictures with some possible images in them. I've still haven't finished fully going through them because life has been crazy since then. Do you think some of those pictures that we took, that we saw some stuff, do you think that they might be genuine, or is it possible that there were reflection on the glass or just dirty glass that was smeared?
I think it may be a little bit fake because may be a little bit fake because people just put stuff in there to make people think, or it just may just possibly be real.
That is true, and I give you credit for being a little skeptical, because as a paranormal investigator, you always need to rule out the possibility of something that could make this incident occur, something man-made, even something natural that would explain the phenomenon that we may have caught on film. So good job for that.
Thank you.
So how did that building make you feel? Did it make you feel sad?
No.
Did it make you feel anxious?
A little bit.
A little bit. Is it because you knew that there was something bad that happened there?
Yeah.
So you've seen enough episodes of The Dead Files. You know how much I love that show. You
Yep.
know how Amy Allen has her gift.
Yep.
Do you think that you have anything similar?
Maybe.
Do you think that you are able to pick up more on spiritual phenomenon than maybe average people?
A little bit.
A little bit. You've had some experiences even when you were a little kid that were a little weird. The guy in the backyard that wasn't even there, that You were like three, standing at the window, pointing, asking me who was in the backyard. Do you remember that? You were like itty bitty. Gosh, you must have been about three, standing in the dining room, pointing out the back window, asking me who the man in the yard was. And I remember looking around going, there is no man. So sometimes I think you maybe are a little bit more in tune with the spirit world, or at least the energies there. Do you think that's a beneficial trait for being a ghost hunter?
Yeah.
Why?
So you can feel where they are, what happened here.
Yeah.
Since what happened before, you even learn about the place.
Yes, but you also need to make sure you do your history on the place, too.
No.
Any final thoughts on ghost hunting?
No. It's just fun to do.
You think you want to do it again in the future?
Yep.
Another ghost tour, maybe?
Yep.
You think you want to try to visit in another haunted location or another cemetery or something?
Yep.
All right. Any advice to kids your age who might be interested in ghost hunting?
Keep your camera steady.
Yes. Anything else?
Watch everywhere. Listen closely.
Oh, I think that's very good advice, actually.
Because you don't know when you're going to catch a shadow on your phone and you didn't take it. Or hear screaming and no one's screaming.
Yes. And most importantly, don't ever ghost hunt alone, right?
Yes.
Respect the dead. Respect the property that you're on.
Don't trespass.
Exactly. And we did not trespass.
And if someone else is there, just watch it. I would say go to another location. Because you don't know what they're going to do.
Final thoughts on ghost hunting. Do you still think our house is haunted?
A little bit.
Why?
I'm going to bring up the water bottle incident.
And bring up the water bottle incident. Tell our listeners about the water bottle.
The water bottle incident. There, in the middle of the night, I heard a empty water bottle sound. And I turned on my light. I looked everywhere in my room. No water bottle sound.
Was it the sound of a water bottle dropping, or was it somebody, like, crinkling a water bottle?
Like, crinkling a water bottle.
And there was nothing?
No.
Okay. Tell our listeners about all the experiences that you've had with people calling your name.
Oh, I've heard you guys call my name, and when you guys aren't, I come ask you guys why you guys call my name, or what, and you guys say, you guys haven't been calling my name.
Yeah, you do that a lot, actually, where you come out of your room and you think we've called you and we're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like hear you scream my name.
Yeah, and obviously we're not.
Yeah.
So, you think our house is haunted?
Yes.
You think it's been haunted for a while?
I saw someone just swim in our family, walk into your bedroom, But when I went to go check in there, no one was there, but they were in the garage.
Yeah, so, and that's another subject we'll get to at some other point, but we believe that there might be a doppelganger spirit wandering around our house. That may be why Happy Paranormal Son over here thinks he hears us call his name and we're not. Could be a ghost, too. I think, you know, there's something that kind of comes and goes from our house sometimes. Would you agree that it's not a consistent haunting?
It's not.
It's not. But it comes and goes.
Yes.
It's been pretty quiet here for a while.
Remember the voice we caught in here?
Yes. We were in our master bedroom. I was actually showing Jack how to do an EVP session. And you asked a question. And we got a very distinct female response that said yes on the EVP that we were messing around with. And it was not me. It was like a very faint whisper.
Wasn't your voice at all?
No, you're right. It wasn't. I'm going to have to figure out how to transfer that so maybe our listeners can hear what we heard.
Yeah.
Did that freak you out?
No.
No, I don't think the female's a bad spirit.
Yeah.
I think she kind of comes and goes. Do you know the history of our town and our house?
No.
So the house that we live in was built on an old ranch. Our house was built in the 60s. The city that we live in, though, was, kind of your Wild West town, had an opera house and it had saloons. And this area that our house is in was a ginormous ranch. So it's possible you didn't watch 1883 with us. That was a really good show. But it shows how people that were on the Oregon Trail, and that game, how when if somebody died along the trail, they would just kind of bury them where they could find them. So it's possible in our area, and we'll never know this for sure, that there may have been burials because our area is fairly close to the Chisholm Trail. So I think it's possible that there is some residual energy in this area that maybe affects our house. Have any of your friends ever experienced anything?
No.
So it's just kind of us.
Yeah, I don't know because they don't talk about it.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I was just wondering if anybody else that you knew reported strange goings on in their
Because
house.
we honestly just don't talk about that.
When I was a kid, we talked about that kind of stuff. We were geeky like that. What can I say? All right, I think I'm losing him and his interest. It was a very good conversation. I
Yes.
like hearing your thoughts on the paranormal and ghost hunting. Are you looking forward to maybe a next one?
Yes.
All right, well, I think that about wraps it up for tonight. Say goodnight to our listeners.
Night.
Thank you for listening. As usual, I hope you're all doing well, staying safe. This is your host, the Happy Paranormal Wife, signing off for the evening. Have a good night.